You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, live and in person with Chris Haff from beautiful Scottsdale Stadium, one of the coolest spring training stadiums. We see all these like state-of-the-art ballparks and they're wonderful and they're shared by two teams, but this is as old-timey as it gets in the middle of a neighborhood and in a great area. Is it kind of fun to work here?
It really is, Allison. You know, it's I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's state of the art, and yet it is it does kind of harken back in a way. I mean, it's what everybody wants in a sense. Kind of, if to use a, you know, in season example, Wrigley Field. Everybody wanted, you know, we had that big wave of ballparks built starting with in the early 90s, I think they're all, you know, subconsciously or consciously trying to copy Wrigley Field. I mean, the Cubs made those noises about moving to the suburbs, then they suddenly woke up and realized, hey, we have what everybody wants. And so this, to come full circle here, this park, I think, is something that everybody would want.
There's free parking, too. It just shocked me.
This is America. That's a big thing.
Yeah. I was looking for, like, the, you know, conditional on you paying us $35 for the day. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the Giants, since that's why we're both here. There's been some discussion that they're trying to still figure out what to do while Hunter Pence is out, and he's probably just going to be out for the month of April. Maybe a little bit in May, but he should be back relatively shortly. But in the interim, there's 28 or so games that they have to fill in. So rather than moving Aoki, I think what Bruce Bochy, according to what you've been writing, has been thinking that he just wants to keep him where he's comfortable and then have somebody playing in right field who understands that bizarre area of AT&T Park that is wonderfully charming but can be very strange if it's somebody who has never played there.
Yes, and that's why he's thinking heavily about playing Gregor Blanco in right field. You know, Gregor can probably play on a lunar surface and be comfortable. You know, that being said, the day after, you know, Bruce discussed this, which was yesterday, guess who started in right field? Nori Aoki. So I don't know what to, you know, Bruce did emphasize, in fairness, that quote unquote, this is something we're talking about. You know, so who knows? Not to contradict myself, but Aoki could end up playing right field, although it's probably going to be somebody else.
He's got a little bit of time to decide, and these are obviously things that are not, these are easy decisions. Not easy, but it's not like, you know, the fate of the team, I guess, rests on this one thing. So he can sort of sort it out in his own head and figure it out.
He's got, he has until April 6th or even, you know, really the first part of the season to figure this out. A few teams, I don't know how many teams anymore, open the season and close the season with the same, you know, cast of characters. There's so much change throughout the year, and so they'd like to get off on the right foot because it's going to be a challenging division, awfully challenging division. But as you said, it won't be solely determined by who starts on April 6th, the first game of the regular season in right field.
Let's move on to, we do these injury updates. It seems like there's just a lot of soreness and tweaking here and there from camp to camp. This is probably not terribly alarming, but of course you have to, when it comes to Tim Lincecum, you have to sort of keep track of what's going on with him, and he's had a sore neck. So what's the update on Tim?
Tim will probably pitch again March 21st. They're pretty optimistic about him making that start. They think the neck will be calmed down. It's a sore neck. And, you know, the way Tim kind of has that Jim Palmer, to bring up an old name, but for maybe the older listeners can kind of visualize, you know, kind of maybe, you know, cocks his head back a little bit. And, you know, for Tim, and plus, you know, looking to his, he's being a right-hander, he's looking over his left shoulder at home plate, and he can't turn his head to the left. So that's kind of a handicap for a pitcher when he can't focus on home plate. So, and you know, Tim's not going to change his mechanics to accommodate the sore neck. So he has to wait until all the pain goes away.
So the Giants have not been winning a whole lot of games, which of course, doesn't matter, but the Giants aren't winning very many games. Does it matter?
Right now, really, no. They haven't played, they're not playing the regular, you know, the regular guys together a lot. They did make a rather large roster cut today, sending about 15 guys down to the minors. So it's pretty, tomorrow's a scheduled day off. It's going to be time to ramp up here for them pretty soon. Actually, it's kind of starting today. There are a lot of regulars in today's lineup. I'd say toward the end of the cut, obviously toward the final 10 days, 2 weeks of spring, they're going to, they'll be trying to gel as a unit a little more.
So there were 15 cuts. So there were 50-some guys still left at camp, right?
And it's still a lot of folks. Okay. So they'll be hacking away at that roster for a while. But that said, again, there'll still be more innings for the guys who are going to need the innings.
Let's just move on. The farm system, all the organizational rankings have come out, and our wonderful staff of Jim Callis and Jonathan Mayo have ranked the top 30 prospects for every team, which is just an unbelievable undertaking. And I was kind of looking at the Giants, and they have one guy, right-hander Kyle Crick, who is even in the top 100 of the overall rankings in baseball. It seems that maybe the farm system is thinning out a little bit. Is that a concern long term when the Giants are? I mean, they've obviously gotten 3 world championships out of a lot of things that they've done right, which is what the farm system is there for. But at this point, are they entering sort of an era where they need to be a little bit more, maybe start stocking a little bit? Is it a loaded question?
It's a good question, but it's also a question maybe you kind of answered yourself, because they've won the 3 World Series.
Right.
They wouldn't have done it with a lame farm system.
No.
It just would not have happened. Whether you use these guys as as trade bait, that's part of the reason to have a minor league system, so you can stockpile guys for trades, or whether they come up like a Hunter Strickland last year, or they've had so many guys, they've had double digit guys when they win these World Series, who were homegrown players. That's a lot. I counted yesterday, I was writing about Sergio Romo, and he was one of them. Mm-hmm. 9 guys who are still with the team, or 9 guys who have been on all 3 World Series winners, and most of them are homegrown players. So if they're doing something wrong with their farm system, I'm waiting to see it. No, they don't have the Chris Bryants of the world. They I can't remember the last time they've had a prospect that big, except maybe Buster Posey. Mm-hmm. But Joe Panik, they're not complaining about what Joe Panik did last year in the postseason and late in the regular season, and Joe was not a highly ranked prospect. So they've got a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, that is the thing. Like, people say, oh my gosh, this organization dropped from 5th to 12th in their minor league system. Well, that usually means that they're prepared to win on the major league level, which is the only reason any of us are here.
Yeah, I mean, it cracks me up when all these, these organizations are ranked, some of these I won't name names, but ranked really high, and they never win a darn thing.
Right.
I will name one organization, the Kansas City Royals.
Yep.
I think they're an excellent example of how they did things right. They did build through the farm system. They used some guys to trade, and they got to the World Series last year, and they're going to get to the World Series again. They will. And I just respect them so much, because they absolutely did it in textbook fashion.
Even though they received some criticism along the way, and it took a little bit longer. But yeah, no, that's exact. They had a plan, and they stuck to it, and they didn't veer off course, and that's one of the keys. So let's end on a kind of a fun note. Justin Maxwell, who is, I'm familiar with him because he played for the Astros for a couple of years, but he is in camp, and he's trying to win an outfield job, an outfield spot on this roster. He's also a really smart guy who comes from really good stock, and he got his college degree several years ago, and it was in an interesting field, so that he may want to use someday if he wants to totally go away from baseball. So tell us a little bit about your conversation with him and what you found out.
Yeah, well, Allison, thanks to you, I learned that his father was the White House dentist. That's just, he's peeking into the mouths of you know, Bill Clinton and George Bush, and it's just
so great.
Pretty funny. And as he said to me, he can't tell me anything about it, so it's all classified.
How many cavities these guys have, what the condition of their molars
exactly,
are, any kind of root canal.
Oh my gosh.
It's classified.
But so he ended up going into animal sciences as a pre-veterinary course. So I just happened to mention, just, you know, in the conversationally, yeah, I had a lot of friends who want to be vets, but they could never pass those chemistry classes. And he said, I took biochem and et cetera, et cetera. I'm thinking, you know, this guy, what's he doing in baseball? But that's the thing. That's it's a neat thing. He has other options in life, and he'll probably explore those options at some point, but right now he wants to play baseball. And as long as you can play the game at a high level, even if it is AAA, that's still a high level. And he loves the game, might as well do it, you know, give it all you got, because it won't last forever. And so I respect him a lot for that, and certainly admire his mental prowess.
Smart guys. Yeah, it's so funny when you hear baseball players say that they were drawn toward, you know, something in the medical field or in the business field, and they got their degrees. But, you know, this baseball thing, can you imagine just being so great at baseball that you can play at the major league level and not have to really do anything else until your body can't do it anymore? That must be nice to have those kind of options in life.
I wouldn't know, but yeah.
I wouldn't know either. Anyway, thank you, Chris, very much, and enjoy the rest of the spring, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.